We're on. Oh, we're in Rosh Hashanah, the fourth parak, Daf Kof Tes Amud Aleph, on the last line. Amud Bey, sorry. Omru Lo. They said to him, our famous Omru Lo, Echad Yavna, whether it's Yavna, but Echad Kol Mokum Sheyesh Bo Beis Din. In any place with the Beis Din, you can blow the shofar on Shabbos. So even in a Beis Din of 23. So let's just look at these words. It says, Kol Mokum Sheyesh Bo Beis Din. Any place that there is a Beis Din. So we're going to discuss that. Now, what does it mean? Any place that there is a Beis Din. So Amar Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, V'im Beis Din. It has to be, when we said over there, it has to be with the Beis Din. What does that mean? My V'im Beis Din. That means Bifnei Beis Din. It has to be before Beis Din. I.e., people are allowed to blow individually, but they need to be supervised. So basically, Rav Huna is saying that even though it says in the Mishnah, any place where there's a Beis Din, it means you have to be supervised by the Beis Din. Okay. So,
in front of it.
Yeah, fine, whatever, but they need to be, we're talking location. They have to be located in front of the Beis Din.
Not that this here has a Beis Din.
Nope.
They authorize the instruction.
No, they have to be, that's he's reduced, he's limiting it, he's saying they have to be in front of the Beis Din, and if not, not. Okay. L'afuki, to exclude, Shalom b'fnei Beis Din. If they're not mamash in front of Beis Din, no. So, okay, fine. So now we're going to have... That was even the surrounding place as well.
Meaning not in front of Beis Din.
Correct, but we're talking about Yavne now. We're not talking about Yishalayim. We're talking about Yavne. Or the 23 Beis Dins, wherever there was one.
Initially from elsewhere, you could push that the Beis Din... It's not just the city has
been. Exactly, that's what we're going to push back now. We're going to say, yeah, it's not true, Rav Huna. Correct. That's what we're going to do. We're going to say, no, maybe it's... Okay, look, let's look.
No, maybe... I mean, what you said before, that it can also be supervised by Beis Din.
No, it's the thing, Beis
Din. This is clear. The Gemara says it has to be located in front of proximity, in front of Beis Din. Whatever you want to understand that means, whatever. Yeah, but it's in front of Beis Din. Okay, let's carry on. Let's see what the other options are. Yeah. Mesiv Rav. Rav has a kasher. But right, so now this is the thing we mentioned in the Mishnah, so we say that Yushalayim was greater in a certain sense than Yavna. So we're gonna say, what is that? This is all one big long kasha over here. My Va'oid Zois. So what is Va'oid Zois that's quoting the Mishnah? So Elim, if you want to tell me that it means Kidiktani, meaning that it's like if you carry on reading, that the surrounding cities around Yushalayim could blow. And, but it would just say Zos, right? If it's the thing that was the continuation of the Mishnah. So obviously it's another thing. So mi boile, you would need to send. So if it says for old Zos, there's another aspect that Yushalayim is greater than Yavna. Hello.
So you're saying we're concerned about the word for
old? Yes, because for old indicates there's another one. So there's two. So Ella, the Yushalayim, so this we're suggesting this is, you want to say, this is a suggestion. Toikin Yechidim, in Yushalayim you can blow individually. Ubayavna ain Toikin Yechidim. In Yavna you can't blow individually. Okay, but that can't be. Why? Ubayavna ain Toikin Yechidim. In Yavna they don't blow Yechidim. Vaha, we've got a historical evidence over here. Ki also Rav Yitzchak, when Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef came, Omar, he said the following. It's a Kim Messiah, when he used to finish the Shlicha, the Shlicha of the Beis Din, the Tzibor of the Tzibor, Tekiya B'Yavna, when he finished doing the Tekiya B'Yavna for everybody, then Lo Shoma, a person couldn't hear, Inish, a person, Kol, the voice, Unya, is his ear. So if you look in the back of these nice blue ones, some people put, it's actually Ud. They put a dalad in there, so it's like ozen, right? Udne means his ear. So there's really, they skipped that kind of dalad over there, but it means his ear. Mikal from the voice of tikui, of the blowing, the chidai of the individuals. So basically what happened is saying that we know that in Yavna what happened, the main tikiya blowing, and then all the individuals would get their shofars out and start blowing. So we saw that in Yavna, that was common practice, that they used to blow be in Yechidim. So that can't be the difference. Yavna, it's mutter to blow Biachida. So there's still, what is that difference that Yushalayim has above Yavna? So we're gonna say, so maybe, so it must be this, seemingly. Yeah? So Ella, like this. Lav, isn't it the Yushalayim and Yushalayim Toikin, they used to blow, Bain Bizman Basedin, whether it's in the time that Basedin sits, that's the first 6 hours of the day. Yeah? So Ubain Shalom Bizman Basedin, and whether it's not Bizman Basedin, and Yushalayim, if a person got up late, they wanted to blow shofar late or for his family or whatever, he could blow it like at 9 hours, 10 hours of the day. It's not a problem. However, Yavna, and Yavna, they weren't allowed to do that. Bizman Basedin, in the time of Basedin, in the first, 6 hours of the day, in Shalom Bizman Basedin, low. Okay, so that. Yes, good, we asked that, yeah. Yes, seems strange, right. Correct, because you're not supposed to dan if you, and Beitza, yes. Good. Good question. So ha bizman basedin, but now we're sitting in this. Yeah. So we just I suggested what the difference is between Yushalayim and Yavna. That is with regards to the time. In Yushalayim it's all day, and in Yavna it's only in the time of basedin. So how make a deal? Or we point out bizman basedin though, at least, right, this is Yavna now, miha, nevertheless, the toikin. Right, afilu shalom bifnei basedin. Even if it's not bifnei basedin, it sounds like it's only a time factor that we cared about. Right, only as long as you're blowing at the same time of basedin and Yavna, it's fine. But we're not concerned about being there in proximity. We don't care about that. Kasha and Rav Huna. So that was the end of the kasha. That was one big long kasha on Rav Huna with a bit of give and take over there. So now Rav Huna is going to answer. Look, not true. To ilu Yerushalayim. This is the difference that we mentioned in the Mishnah. In Yerushalayim, toikin bein. Bifnei Basedin, whether it's before Basedin in the proximity, Bein Shalom Bifnei Basedin, whether it's not in the proximity, they can do it at home. Yeah. And but in Yavna, it was more stringent. It was Bifnei Basedin, in, they would have to do it in front of Basedin, Shalom Bifnei Basedin, low. But if it wasn't Bifnei Basedin, low, that I could tell you that chat in the Mishnah, that was the difference. Yushalayim, you could do it whether before Basedin, and whether it's not before Basedin, and in Yavna, It has to be in the time of Basedin, and it also has to be, yeah, in front of Basedin. Didn't say Bizman. Okay, fine. I think obviously if it's in front of Basedin, it's Bizman Basedin actually. Seemingly. Okay. Ikanamasnik Laha. So basically Rav Huna was good, that he's saying that in the Mishnah when they blew in Yavna, that it was only in the proximity of the Basedin. Now, another Lishna of Rav Huna. Ikad amasni laha. Some people teach this qualification to Rav Huna, aha, upon this. Yeah. So it says, this is talking about Yovel now. The blowing on Yom Kippur of Yovel. It says, Dichsiv, but Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, ta'aviru shofar, they should blow the shofar, b'chol artzachem, and all throughout the land. So in Yovel, we're going to see over here that obviously they didn't blow Bifnei Basedin, in front of Basedin, because it says in the Pasuk, they blew in all of the land. Okay? Point one. Mila Maid teaches us, Shekol Yochid the Yochid, every person is Chayv the Shekor, it's Chayv the Shekor on Yom Kippur of Yovel. So now, here comes Rav Huna, the qualification. I'm a Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, but it has to be, on Yovel, they have to blow the Im Basedin, it has to be with Basedin. That's exactly what he said before, but it means, what's my Im Basedin? What does Im Basedin mean over here? Over here, it has to mean, it can't be mean in the proximity of Basedin because everyone's blowing all around. So it means Bizman Basedin, they have to blow in the time frame of Basedin, that means in the first 6 hours of the day. The Fuki, to exclude Shalom Bizman Basedin, to low. Okay?
After there, the Im is it's not.
It means Bizman, yes, yeah.
About
yes, that. Yes. Good. So now we ask the kasher on this. So may say Rava's a kasher. So we're saying again, we're saying Yovel according to Rav Huna, that even though they're allowed to blow at home, it still has to be in the same time frame as Basedin. So may say Rava, Tekia, of Yovel, the Gra gets rid of Rosh Hashanah, this Rosh Hashanah over here, this gets rid of the words of Rosh Hashanah. So we're going with the Gra over here. Tekia's Yovel, Doiches Shabbat, pushes off Shabbat, Begvulin, outside of the base of Mikdash, Ishu Beso, a man and his house. So the question is, what does it mean when it says in this Brisa, my Ishubeso. What does it mean? A man and his house. Ilema ish v'ishto. Sometimes, if you want to tell me that means a man and his wife, yeah, the beso would be considered wife. Isasa, that means a woman. Mi mechayva, is she obligated in blowing the shofar? Baha mitzvah's assay, it's a mitzvah, it's a positive commandment, shazman grammar, that it's time bound, he. And we know the principle is, v'chol mitzvah's assay, any mitzvah that's time bound, shazman grammar, noshim v'turus, women are not obligated. So, that can't be pshat, right? It can't be that the man and his wife are to blow. So, el alav, isn't it going to tell you this? It means it's an ishu beis, so it means a man and his house. But no, ish bebeso, no, right, not ubeso, bebeso means an ish in his house. Yeah? But a filu, shalob is man based in. Means, it sounds, if he's doing it at home, means, it means that even when it's not in the time of based in, it's a kasha ravuna. So answers the ravuna, it says no, it's not muhrach. Lo leob is man based in. It says he can do it in his house, but it means it's man based, it doesn't stipulate dafka, you know, so it has to be in the time of Basin. Mason, Rav Sheshi, another cash. I'm Rav Hun. Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah. The similar Yovel is equal to Rosh Hashanah. Let's see here, with regards to blowing, and also Lebrachas, also the Musaf, the same Musaf. What's that? Ella, Shava Yovel and Yovel, Toikin, they do a Tekia, Beba Basin, Shah Kitchuas Boesa Chodesh, whether in the Basin that they actually sanctified the moon, or vein be based in shelo kidu as a chodesh, or any other base then. Basically, you can blow in any base then. And also, b'chol yachid b'yachid, and every individual is chayv l'skoya, is chayv to blow. And b'Rosh Hashanah is less than that. Yeah, b'Rosh Hashanah lo yayid toikin el be based in. They're only tokay and based in shekidshu bo as a chodesh, only in the base then which is actually sanctified the moon. Yeah, v'ein kol yachid b'yachid, and individuals are not chayv l'skoya. Okay. So basically, there's a difference between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. So we're going to say, what is that difference? My ein kol yochid b'yochid chayv l'skoya. When it says with regards to Rosh Hashanah that every individual is not obligated to blow. If you want to tell me which is going to be wrong, we'll suggest if you want to tell me this by Elam, you want to tell me to be Yovel and Yovel toikin yichidim. They can blow yichidim and Rosh Hashanah ein toikin yichidim, and then in Rosh Hashanah you can't. You can't say that, because we said before, Ha ki asa Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar ki hava Messiah, when he would finish the Shlicha de Tibura, the Shlich Tibur, Tiki Yosad B'Yabna, the Tiki of in Yabna on Rosh Hashanah of Shabbos, Lushoma, in which a person couldn't hear, call the voice Une of his ear, Mikol Tiki Ue from the blowing of the Tikiyas, the Yechidai of all individuals. So we know that you people did Yechidim, at least in front of Beis Din on Rosh Hashanah, so you can't say that's the difference. So El Alav, so there must be the difference between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah is this. To Elu B'Yovel, in Yovel, Toikin, Bein, Bizman, Beis Din, Bein, Shiloh, Bizman, Beis Din. In Yovel, right, they were Tokeya, yeah, whether it's in the time of Beis Din, or whether it's not in the time of Beis Din, which is going to be Kashon, that's going to be the Kashon Rav Huna, right? Because we're saying over here, even not in the time of Beis Din. But Rosh Hashanah, Bizman, Beis Din, in, and then, and the man of based in yes, shalom is man based in lo. Okay, so we got a price to the difference between them. So the difference must be this, and that's not like Rav was going to speak out. Ketani mihas talking that brisa, at least of how we explained it. It says beyovel in yovel bein bisman based in whether it's in the time of based in bein shalom is man based in whether it's not in the time of based in kasha on Rav Huna. So answer to Rav Huna lo. Le'olam, really, Bizman based in. Really is in Bizman based in. And how are you going to explain that? Bryce says there's a difference between Yovel and Rosh Hashanah. This is how you're going to explain it. But hachitani. Yovel Bizman based in Toikin. And Yovel, they blow in the time of based in. Bein bifnei based in. Bein shalom bifnei based in. But it has to be in the time of based in. But it doesn't matter if you're before them or not before them. Basically, you can do it at home. But Rosh Hashanah, Toikin, Bizman Beistin, you can be Tukeya, Bizman, you have to be Tukeya in the time of Beistin, and also Bifne Beistin. So therefore we...
Why don't we just Bizman? I guess if they want to go out the song, with an error. Is that why...
And it sounds a bit strange, because it sounds redundant.
It's open for questions.
That's still redundant.
Oh, was that?
Redundant. If the Beistin got up from their seats, but they were still there. That would be...
Oh, very good. That's the continuation. Okay, good. Very good. But seemingly, I said seemingly. Good. That's a good answer. Well done.
Right.
You know, what's the svara? What's the svara that you'd have to do in Bisman Bisman? Yeah, it's a good question. You're asking the question, what's based into Gil's question, you mean?
I don't know if it's
Gil's question, just asking. There's two questions. Why is there a based in anyway on the Chagim? Because you're not supposed to have based in a Chagim. That was Gil's question. And the other question is just, why would they have to blow in the time of based then?
That's right.
So, I don't know. That one, I don't know. Neither one. Maybe it's just, spiritually that you should all be together. Kali Sol should be involved in the same thing at the same time. Surely have any idea?
Maybe if you don't know the rules, they don't get to 15 and find out.
No, but you can't. You don't want to go to the base if they're not there, because then that's a problem, because you're going to be Mabit Al Damos in the Jews
around. That's all these things there, to make sure that they're being careful. Lots of
right.
Things. So, you know, whatever it is that's going to remind them.
Yeah. Yeah.
To carry, that's a help.
Right. So maybe did the other rabbit, did the also attacking, should be Shalom is Mabit based, and should realize that you should know how to do it on your own. So therefore you won't come to carry.
So why is
there a difference between Yoga and Rosh Hashanah? Well, why is the difference?
But
the thing is, the Torah stipulates with regards to the Yovel, you're supposed to blow at home. I mean, all around the country. So, I mean, we didn't want to go against that. So there is such a theory that sometimes if the Torah explicitly permits something, we don't want to work.
Is there a time frame for when you have to finish blowing a shofar on Rosh Hashanah?
What we're saying over here, right. Bisman based then. Until Shkia. No. As far as the Torah is concerned, you can blow all day. All daytime. So Imon, let's just wrap this up to get to the Mishnah. So Imon Nami, we've got a Rai like Rav Huna, Amar Rav Chia Bar Gamda, Amar Rav Yosi Ben Shaul, Amar Rebbe. Ein Toikin Ella Kol Zaman. You only can blow, we're talking about Yovel now, Kol Zaman Shu based in Yoshvin, when based in a Yoshvin. Okay? So now this is what Yosef was talking about. By Rabbi Zera now, Rabbi Zera asked a question. Ninaru la'amoid. They stood up. We had the base then. Yeah, below omdu, maho. And they didn't actually stand up. This means, if you can see, I'm getting up over here. So I'm like, but I didn't get up totally. I'm like, I'm shifting in my seat. Yeah. So, but I didn't get up. And I, assuming I was a base then. So what is that? Is basically, did base then end? Or, well, let's see. Like this. So based in, so this is a quote, play on the words, because he said this in his words, yeah, that we just quoted before. Based in Yoshvin, Be'inan require for Ha'ika. They're still sitting. He didn't actually stand up. So therefore you could still blow. Or alternatively, or Dilma, this is also a quote of his words, but just basically which is the Ika part of his words, is Zman based in. You need the time of based in Be'inan, but like, and it's not Teiku. Okay, so we left that. That's the question. Now, we'll just finish up the last bit so we get to the Mishnah. But, or should we not? No, let's stop. Because we go? Go? So two lines. Okay, now. Tik, right. But, this is what it was, right? So we're quoting the Mishnah. Roya, when it said Roy in the Mishnah, there's 4 points which we recognize it said, means Prat, Lu, Yoshevis, Menachal. It's in a nachal, meaning it's lower down, it can't see. It's visible, obscured. Shumas, when it said that in the Mishnah, it meant, Prat lu yoshevus b'rosh ha'har. It's to exclude somebody sitting on the top of the mountain, he can't hear anything, because it's windy over there. Okay? Krover, when it says Krover in the Mishnah, Prat lu yoshevus chutz l'tchum. He's not able to come. If a person will be not halakhically able to come, he won't be allowed. And Yechola Lavoi has the physical ability to come, is excludes Prat l'mafsik lay Nahara, there's a river there. He's 20 meters away, but there's a river there, and he can't get that, so it will be no good. Okay, we'll stop that.